mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Cutting through the disinformation, cutting through the confusion, engaging in real talk radio, real issues of true significance that actually affect you and your family. Welcome, my friends. It is already Tuesday, the 16th day of November, 2004. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. Central Standard Time, you can listen to us on a great list of AM and FM stations across the country, simulcasting on the Internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and, of course, on Global Shortwave during the day at 9.985 WWCR, the big 100,000-watt shortwave blowtorch, and back from 9 to midnight Central on WWCR at 3210, as well as on some of your home satellite systems. And there's a lot of different ways to listen, and it's also posted there at GCNLive.com, the network website. Red Beckman, the grandfather of the fully informed jury movement in this country, really the grandfather of the court reform movement in this country, military veteran in his own right, been pretty ill the last year, but a little bit better now. He's going to be joining us in the second hour. So we're honored to have this amazing crusader joining us coming up in the second hour. There is so much news and information. Obviously, everybody's talking about Condoleezza Rice. Who cares? Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Powell was no different. He would just play the part of good cop occasionally so then he could come at the last minute and go, yes, Saddam's evil, he's with Al-Qaeda, get him, here's the anthrax vial. Everybody's talking about the video of this Marine blowing somebody's head off. Sounded like and looked like the video we've seen of gang members blowing people's heads off. And some people are saying, hey, good, these people aren't human they're killing. Kill them, kill them. Isn't that what the Arabs say about us? See, both sides are turning into animals here. And I'm tired of the doublethink. It's wrong when they take one of our injured troops and blow their head off. And it's wrong when the military, I don't want to say our military because it's openly the Pentagon. I got the Pentagon on tape saying, quote, you don't work for the American people. You work for the global corporations. I got that Professor Barnett at the Pentagon saying it. And it's wrong when they go out and blow some person's head off. It was wrong when the Nazis did it. It was wrong when Fidel Castro did it. It was wrong when the North Vietnamese did it to our troops. And it was wrong at the My Lai massacre when our troops did it. And it's wrong now. We got the audio of this. We'll bleep out the cuss words. We'll be playing it. NBC won't show the actual head blowing off. They admit they've cut that out. But how do we even know this guy's an insurgent to begin with? By the way, it is their country. You know, this psychology of how dare them fight. I mean, we're bringing them freedom. Why, we're installing the Baathist Party again in charge that they hate. How dare them evil Shiites who've been our allies all along. Well, they're evil, and kill them too. Light them up and shoot them. Man, I heard talk radio this morning. They're animals. Kill them. These aren't human beings. I mean, I'm actually hearing Nazi nomenclature. No, they're human beings. They really are. I know that's a radical statement. But I see psyops written all over this. NBC doesn't release anything without Pentagon approval. They're embedded. This has been done on purpose. Just like Abu Ghraib, CIA took those photos and released them. This whole thing is psyops. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. It is Tuesday, again the 16th day of November 04. Red Buckman, really the forefather of the court reform movement, jury reform, fully informed jury association, the acknowledged grandfather of it all, one of the founding members of the movement against the criminal 16th Amendment and the fraudulent IRS. And he's the father of many modern movements, and he's been very ill the last year, but now he's up and running again, and we're going to have Red Beckman on in the next hour. Let me get into this first, because I kind of dropped the ball yesterday because I'm just so sick of it. I only talked about it for a few minutes. I should have spent a lot more time on it. 60 Minutes Sunday has this disgruntled supposed CIA officer who's resigned from the Central Intelligence Agency and why he's got inside info. Al-Qaeda, headed up by Osama bin Tim Osman. That's a CIA code name, Tim Osman. Has gotten a cleric's authorization to use a dirty bomb or a nuclear device, an A-bomb, a hydrogen bomb, who knows what, on America. And George Bush did nothing to warn the American people. Meanwhile, Bush has got his people out saying, the CIA let 9/11 happen. Let me totally take it over and run it out of the White House. So it does seem like there is some type of internal war going on between the CIA, at least some factions of it, and Lord Bush. But that's on the surface, my friends. There is no war going on other than the fact that there are a lot of good people in the CIA, a lot of good analysts and others, who have been angry about being ordered to put out lies about Iraq and other fraudulent manufactured analyses on the world. Because then after they put out the disinfo, they're blamed with it, and Bush says, oh, it's their fault. So really all that's happening is Bush is reorganizing the CIA under Porter Goss, who was an insider on 9/11, under his centralized control to an even greater degree. They've always had the top compartments under New World Order control. Now they're just running out the few people that weren't under their control. So there's a purge going on in the empire of some of the people who aren't energetic enough about destroying this country. Oh, by the way, you doubt that? U.S. News and World Report yesterday had the Bush White House telling them that, well, we're getting rid of a bunch of people in the cabinet, like Ashcroft and Powell and others, because they're not energetic enough about it putting into place our policies. They're not energetic enough, so I guess they don't enjoy enough dismantling this country. And so we have Time Magazine with bordering on nukes, new accounts from Al-Qaeda to attack the U.S. with weapons of mass destruction. A key Al-Qaeda operative seized in Pakistan recently offered an alarming account of the group's potential plans to target U.S. with weapons of mass destruction, senior U.S. security officials tell Time. Sharif al-Masari, an Egyptian who was captured in late August near Pakistan's border with Iran and Afghanistan, has told his interrogators of Al-Qaeda's interest in moving nuclear materials from Europe to either the U.S. or Mexico, according to a report circulating among U.S. government officials. Well, let's stop right there. We've got about 20 cases. I was looking this up last night on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Mainstream admissions where they bust so-called Al-Qaeda operatives and then quietly release them 6 months later, and it's admitted, oh, no, they were really CIA double agents, and we were just staging their arrest to protect them from the people they were reporting on. Isn't that interesting? And then, of course, we've got Bill Gertz out saying, oh, Chechenians with suitcase nukes may be coming across the Mexico border from Arizona into Arizona. We've got these reports that, oh, they may be in Mexico right now with the nukes. Number one, that is a total fraud. And why is it a fraud? For at least 30 years, this is now declassified, they've got satellites in orbit that can see just normal uranium deposits, forget enriched deposits, that is bombs, just normal deposits of uranium, plutonium. The satellites can look hundreds of feet into the ground and see those molecules there of the element. And they admit that a nuclear bomb, a dirty bomb, it all stands out in different color arrays. They can see every X-ray machine. They can see everything. They've got a total picture of it. They know where every single nuclear weapon and every radiological device from a chest X-ray core up to the biggest, fattest hydrogen bomb to neutron bombs to antimatter bombs that our loving governments developed, now admitted. They know where it all is, exactly where it's at. And they admittedly have scores of helicopters flying around looking for these things as well, not just the satellites. So, look, if a nuke goes off, folks, they did it. It is a fact. It is documented. And they are now preparing us for one of these things to go off. And I want you to know, if it does go off, if we're not able to expose them and stop them, and they do kill a couple hundred thousand people, there's even a good-sized A-bomb going off at point-blank range isn't as devastating as, you know, one dropped with an airburst. That's what causes real devastation. But still, hundreds of thousands will die. And a whole city will be a radiological dump for hundreds of years. Because when you detonate one of these things and it combines with the different elements on the ground and different metals on the ground. It way ups the yield of the radiological fallout and the half-life. And don't think they won't do it to radically re-engineer our whole society into a total police state where the whole economy is fed through the hands of a few elite families and everything goes into implantable microchips under the skin and the total New World Order police state and national drafts and total empire and world government. 9/11 is just the setup, to set the police state up. Bigger attacks are coming, and that's Gary Hart saying that. That's the CFR saying it. It's all these people. So they come out and create this story, starting a decade ago with Alexander Lebed. Oh, there's this missing 122 suitcase nukes. Oh, they're going to get us any minute. Oh, Al-Qaeda's got it. Oh, no, Bush won't do anything about it. This is pure propaganda coming out of the White House. You know, they have some trusted guy who's now blown the whistle on them. And, oh, he's saying the same thing Dick Cheney and George Bush are saying, fear-mongering. Give up all your rights or you're going to get nuked any minute. Again, the admitted facts are they know where everything radiological is. That dental office down the street from you that's got the x-rays for the jaw, medium power x-ray, that baby shows up as a little blip on the satellite. There is no way to shield it. It sees right through lead. It sees right through vaults. It sees through hundreds of feet of solid rock. They know where everything is. It's a joke. And I wonder after they blow up a city, and I just know it's going to happen, unfortunately. Oh, no. I mean, I've been pretty freaked out lately. You can just see the writing on the wall. When they pull this, it'll just be like WTC-7, where all the scientists go, even non-hardened junk steel doesn't heat up and start melting until 3,000 degrees. Jet fuel burns at 1,200. Building 7 wasn't hit by anything. No jet fuel. How did a few fires, small office fires, do that? You know, the science won't matter. It'll be shut up when we say they got satellites and helicopters and blimps with devices that see all this. It doesn't make sense. They should have. It'll be, well, we just missed it. Give us more power. Next time we won't mess up. And the military knows this. The people at NORAD know this. The people at NASA know this. The people at Space Command know this. By the way, Space Command is now over the entire military. NORTHCOM, all of it. The average American doesn't even know what Space Command is. The average American doesn't know what the Pan-American Union is, the Free Trade Area of the Americas is. And I'm not sitting here going, the average American doesn't know, but I do. It freaks me out that people don't even know about the government that we're under. Meanwhile, we've got this video of three guys in a mosque, and they don't think one of them's too injured. Troops had been there the day before. Don't even know if they were insurgents. And they just walk over and make a joke and blow the guy's head off. And then I hear neocons going, oh, these people aren't even human. So what? Well, number one, why did NBC release that video? Everything's embedded. They don't release anything before it's screened. The answer is it's meant to enrage the Arabs further, part of the P2OG Pentagon plan. It's meant to widen the war because the war goes on longer and is widened. The globalists make more money and have a bigger pretext. And domestically, it's meant to condition us that, oh, it's okay to line people up and shoot them. Just like CBS released the CIA photographs that they had everybody pose for while they tortured and raped and killed people. And then domestically, we're taught that that's okay. And then internationally, we're all meant to look like the bad guys, and the UN's meant to look like the good guy, and it enrages the Arabs. It's just 101 psychological warfare. Now ask yourselves, why did the Pentagon allow the release of this video? Why is the Marine Corps encouraging their troops to defend this guy? It's sick. Well, they're animals, Alex. Kill them. Wait a minute. I thought they're animals because they shoot our injured people. I thought Joseph Mengele was bad as you did. Yeah. Just thought Saddam was bad. Well, he's our boy. You know, just start having a brain. Start having the total view. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last three decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down. And the
I heard a lady call into a national talk show last night. She said, let's just nuke Fallujah because they're not human. Nuke Fallujah. So all those children, all those women... Well, we told them to leave. Oh, yeah, leave their homes. Where are they supposed to go? Most of them are picked up and put in these giant camps. At least half of the 300,000 people did leave, and most of them got picked up and put in these giant sprawling refugee camps where they get interrogated. Imagine leaving your home, all your possessions, leaving your hometown. driving up to the checkpoints with troops aiming machine guns at you. A lot of families and people stayed. Obviously, a lot of them are, quote, insurgents. And then here in America, we're saying, nuke them, nuke them, nuke them. And then we hear Saddam was evil. He might have someday had a nuclear weapon and planned to nuke somebody. But let's nuke them, nuke them, nuke them. Let's shoot them dead when they're unarmed, because they're animals. They shoot unarmed people. But wait a minute. I mean, it's doublethink here, folks. Put them all in camps. Put all Muslims in camps. You know, you hear this in this country now. Anybody that disagrees with the government, put them in a camp because they're aiding terrorists. Meanwhile, the training is going on that Christians and conservatives and homeschoolers are the real terrorists. That's what the feds are really training for. It's amazing. This is off the web. The audio isn't the best, but here's O'Reilly making excuses, and he plays just a short clip of him walking over and going, oh, he's acting like he's dead. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, he's dead now. And this is inside a mosque, and the Marines had had these people as prisoners for over a day. Let's just walk over and blow somebody's head off. Of course, this means, though, when our troops get captured and somebody blows their head off or cuts their head off, are we supposed to then go, man, boy, they're evil, they're bad. Well, wait a minute, they are evil. But how is it good when we do it? Well, because we're the good guys. So we don't go by the same rules. It's good when we blow your head off. It's bad when they do. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
He fears fighting in Fallujah was brutal. A few hours ago, we got video in. That's very disturbing. If there are children in your room right now, you might want to change the channel. Here's the deal. A Marine patrol came upon some wounded Iraqis, and according to a report in there, one of those wounded men was shot to death. Now, we cannot independently confirm what happened. We can tell you one Marine was killed, five were hurt when a booby trap went off on a dead Iraqi's body, very close to that situation.
Okay, now, again, I tell you what I want you to do, Scott. Online, all over the place, we have the full clip that's a lot clearer as, oh, he's acting like he's hurt. Oh, he's acting like he's dead. And then, oh. Now, again, what O'Reilly just did was total disinfo. The Army admits, our own media admits, they had had the mosque for a day, these guys were all wounded, and another group of Marines came in and relieved another group that had been there since the day before, and they walked over and were shoving these guys around, two of them, you know, wounded past being able to be fixed. There's dead Iraqis in the place, and this guy's laying there, and they just walk over and shoot him. And then O'Reilly implies that, oh, there was a bomb just gone off and the Marines were all upset and, you know, this is just what they did. That's just not true. You know, we have this clip we've played probably 10 times off PBS where they catch the family stealing three sticks of wood. They think they may have stolen three sticks of wood. So they laugh and joke about it, machine gun the car, and then they run over the guy's car with a tank and then laugh about it. I mean, let's say this was something solemn they had to do, because you might have stolen wood, and here's the freedom we give you. This is how we make you love us. Don't take wood for your family to cook food off a roadside. That's stealing. So what we're going to do now is we're going to run over your car with a tank and then laugh at you. It's gang member enjoyment. In fact, do you have that clip? Go ahead. Yeah, you know what? We'll roll it after the break. We don't have time to roll it right now. And so we have all these reports. We have the photos, the video of masses of dead children with their arms and legs blown out by the BBC, the Associated Press. And then what does the CIA do? Well, we've caught them through some of their Arab front groups. Websites we know are CIA front groups claiming that they're Arab, putting out fake images of Abrams and dead children laying around that can easily be proven as fakes. We identified these last night. And then that way they can show you fake photos in the news, and then admit they're fake later, and then say, oh, we were wrong, it was a mistake. And then, see, discredit all the admitted real photos and video. A lot of sophisticated tactics being used. But the Pentagon said they'd do this. They said they were going to lie to us for our own good. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement. And after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since. And today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Tuesday, my friends. Your calls are coming up at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You can talk about how the government's fear-mongering that bin Laden supposedly has gotten religious approval to nuke us. Or we can get into this Marine killing an unarmed, injured person a day after the building had been secured and this person had been in custody. There is so much news. And again, folks, I'm not on either side of this. Iraq is a mess. Our government put Saddam Hussein in. Our government told him to invade Iran, told him to invade Kuwait. It's on record. We killed 1.5 million of those people in 12 years of sanctions, many of them children. The UN was involved in food for oil scams. So was Halliburton selling oil-filled equipment to Saddam under sanctions, not letting anybody else do it. I mean, it's all dirty. And yeah, there are Arab fighters who hate our guts who've come in from other countries who are doing despicable things. But then you've got Alawi running around, who's an arch crook. Then you had, of course, Chalibi before him, one of the Shah's torture masters and a convicted bank robber running scams. And the Iraqis see our government putting in most of the Ba'athist, Saddam's people, trained at U.S. military bases, of course, during the 80s, being put back into power. They see people's property being seized by Alawi's people, just basic corruption, and they're angry. And even a lot of our top special forces people have said, look, we bomb innocent houses, we bulldoze date palms and plantations because one sniper shoots at us. We bulldoze homes, we bomb whole areas of cities. It's creating more insurgents. You kill somebody's wife, you kill somebody's children, you kill somebody's mother, they're going to go pick up an AK-47 and take pot shots at you. And it's getting more and more of our troops killed. Our own Pentagon generals have left, or those that were already retired, those that ran Gulf War I have said, look, we should have gone in there with 400,000 troops day one if we were going to do this, restored order immediately, had an immediate election, but instead we tried to put in puppets and oppress the people and let everything fall apart, and this is a quagmire. Well, it was meant to be a quagmire. We weren't meant to win Vietnam, and we're not meant to win this. It's meant to go on and on and on. Bring them on, as Bush said. Then look at these sickening quotes out of Wired News. It's actually Wired has posted a Reuters story. U.S. Marines rally around a comrade under the investigation for killing a wounded Iraqi during the offensive in Fallujah, saying he was probably under combat stress in unpredictable hair-trigger circumstances. Well, I would tend to agree with that, but it doesn't mean it's okay. Marines interviewed on Tuesday said they didn't see the shooting as a scandal, I do, rather the act of a comrade who faced intense pressure during the effort to quell insurgency in the city. Now listen to this. I can see why he would do it. He was probably running around, being shot at for days on end in Fallujah. There should be an investigation, but they should look into the circumstances, said Lance Corporal Christopher Hansen. Now it gets bad. Quote, I would have shot the insurgent too. Two shots to the head, said Sergeant Nicholas Graham, 24, of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You can't trust these people. He should not be investigated. He did nothing wrong, so we're liberating him. You can't trust these people. You know, echoes of, they're not human, that I've heard on talk radio. They don't even know if this guy's an insurgent. They got wounded people in a mosque who've been in there for a hospital for a day. One group of Marines leaves, a new comes in, and they walk over and shoot the guy in the head. And I guess that's one way to win the fight. Kill everybody. That's what the Nazis would do. They'd go into a town, people take pot shots at them. They'd for every dead SS officer, they'd line up a couple hundred of the citizens, including women and children, blow their heads off. Of course, didn't make the Soviets, the Russian people had been for the Nazis as liberators, but a bunch of that behavior, they suddenly turned against them. By the way, they say Hitler would have won World War II if he wouldn't have had his troops just bomb and murder people en masse in those cities in Russia before they got stopped outside Moscow and Stalingrad. But, hey, the SS had it all figured out, just like our troops. They've got it all figured out. And look, the brains behind all this knows exactly what they're doing. But to show you how they're abusing the people, here's this PBS clip again, and there's dozens of such clips, where they think they've stolen three sticks of wood. Y'all go to prisonplanet.tv, actually watch the video. They think they've stolen three sticks of wood, and so they laugh at them, machine gun the car, run over it with tanks, with an Abrams, and then laugh at them again. Okay, this is how you win the hearts and minds. Now, this is just in the first few weeks of the war, a year and a half ago. Here it is.
There was still some looting going on when we arrived. And when we came across soldiers, they didn't seem sure of their role.
That child don't need to be here. No school deal. That's what he needs to be doing, not following you.
We filmed these GIs after they caught a group of Iraqis stealing wood.
We try to stop them from looting, they don't understand, so we'll take their car and we'll crush it. United States Army, tankers, whore.
They shoot the car. Big smiles on their faces. Here comes the Abrams. Drives over it, then backs back over it. The little car with the family is about a foot high after we're done with it. Now they laugh.
That's
That's what you get when you loot.
Later, the car's owner told us, I'm a taxi driver. The car was my livelihood.
By the way, 80%, it's actually 81% of new police are former military, so these hundreds of thousands of troops will be coming home, and they'll be your police officers. And we'll see more scenes of 21-year-old college students with straight A's, no criminal record, having their eyeballs blown into their brains, dead on the ground. That's what you get when you loot. So that's what you get when you loot. What do you think about all this? 1-800-259-9231. The military command launched an investigation after video footage showed a U.S. Marine shooting a wounded and unarmed man in a mosque in the city on Saturday. The man was one of five wounded and left in the mosque after Marines fought their way through the area. A pool reporter by NBC correspondent Kevin Seitz said the mosque had been used by insurgents to attack U.S. forces who stormed it, killing 10 militants and wounded the five. Said the wounded had been left for others to pick up. A second group of Marines entered the mosque on Saturday after reports it had been reoccupied. Footage from the embedded television crew showed the five still in the mosque, along with several appeared to be close to death, Seitz said. He said a Marine noticed one prisoner was still breathing. A Marine can be heard saying on the pool footage provided by Reuters Television, he's bleeping, faking he's dead. The Marine then raises his rifle and fires into the man's head. Now, a couple weeks ago, on the outskirts of Mosul, trash trucks, and there's video of this, are driving around, paid for by the government, run by Iraqis, not terrorists. And the army hadn't been told that it was trash trucks at night out picking up the garbage like they do everywhere else in the early morning hours. And so they saw guys jumping on and off of these big trucks. And from hundreds of yards away, they didn't ask questions. They just opened fire, blowing up two of the trucks. And they walk over, and there's these wounded guys. One guy had his legs blown off, up to his intestines hanging out. And another one was wounded, begging, please, please, give my friend help, flashing their ID badges. We're garbage men. And they walked over and laughed and began machine-gunning them in the head. So we're there to turn the lights on, give them power, help them out. And so troops just walk over, even after they know it's a trash truck, and are so sick, so mentally ill, out killing so many people that they just get off on it. Now, that's a small percentage of our troops. We've interviewed the troops, Marine Corps, you know, master sergeants, 18 years in, exemplary record, in Iraq for a year, come back, ought to have them back on. One of them was Sergeant Massey. And, you know, he describes how they're out there and the bombs aren't precision and they just rain down and there's all these dead children in the streets and he's holding two-year-olds, you know, with their guts all over the ground and the baby's dying and the family's begging, you know, going, we are Shiites. We have family who was tortured by Saddam. We, you know, we aided you in 1991. Why are you doing this to us? And he said, after dead child, after dead child, after dead child, just, you know, a car's driving down the road full of a family. They just opened fire. Remember when the government sent the Marines into Baghdad? And, you know, it was live footage. And it just showed trucks, trash trucks, delivery trucks, people driving. They just machine gun into the windows. People falling out dead in mass, trucks blowing up, Marines cheering. And then the mentally ill, dumbed down ones say, well, this is just like a video game. That's all this is. This is just like a video game. That's all we're, you know, wow, this is so easy. And you look at all the video games we've had for decades, it's trucks and cars driving around and you just blow them up and you run over the old lady with the shopping cart and you get bonuses. You have sex with the prostitute and then kill her and rob her. You get the highest bonus. In the game Dungeon Keeper, you kidnap children, torture them to death, you get extra demonic powers, you build an army underground to go out and kill the good people. I mean, about half the games are like this now. You know, the number one game out right now is Halo 2, and you know, it's just all going around killing. Mass conditioning. And I've talked to Vietnam vets, World War II vets, Korean War vets who had to, you know, who killed a lot of people. And if you can get them to talk about it around the campfire, you know, these old men will, you know, would start crying. They don't want to talk about it. They did it. And they were involved in these wars, but they don't get off on it. You know, number one, you're not supposed to run over somebody's car and machine gun it because you think they stole some wood. Number two, you're really not supposed to laugh about it. You know, this isn't funny. Man, we're in a war, Alex. You're putting down our military. You need to support them. Supporting the military doesn't mean cutting their VA funding. It doesn't mean letting them breathe a bit of uranium from the first Gulf War, and now it's even worse than this one, admittedly killing them. We've had the Pentagon former experts, retired experts on. It's in their own handbooks. You don't send the troops over there, you know, in these cardboard Humvees. You don't do any of this. You don't put Saddam into power. You don't then, after you take him out of power, put the Baathists back in. That's why the Iraqis are so angry. The same people that robbed and ruled over the Iraqis for decades, put in by our government, have now been put back into power. Mick in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Mick.
Yeah, Alex, boy, it's really sad to see this happening to our army, considering we had a really good reputation for not raping, looting, murdering. I was listening earlier, and you were mentioning nuclear weapons, especially you mentioned some of the yield prediction, I guess, or something like that. And I thought you were a little bit off in some certain instances, especially with the enhanced radiation reduced blast or briefcase bomb area. But
yeah, you're talking about a suitcase nuke with certain metals like cobalt jacketed, which would then create a lot higher level of radiation.
Exactly, but have a reduced blast as compared with the air burst. Incidentally, a nifty little tool you or anyone might be interested in is nukefix.com, and it's also incidentally a great way to find out how many people are in your zip code, and it has, you know, yield variations you can set up. You know, say a hypothetical.
Well, my point is they admit not just with radiation detectors, but with scans that pick up the resonance or the field of radiation. I mean, with satellites and helicopters, they know where naturally occurring uranium and plutonium is, much less enriched. They know where every X-ray machine is, and nuclear weapons stand out like a big red flare. They know where this stuff is. So the story that Al CIA could sneak a nuke in here is just a total fraud.
Oh, sure. They're in the business of knowing things and knowing where these things are, especially. Exactly.
What? Our government's paid already over, what is it, like $80 billion since 92 to the Russians to dismantle stuff? I mean, nobody's got the money the globalists have. If anybody sold one of these on the black market, it was because it was meant to happen.
Exactly. Sure. Yeah. I just thought I would mention that nifty little tool there. And
Nuke6.com?
Nukefix.com, like a fix, F-I-X.
Oh, Nukefix.
Yeah. And you can, you know, it's just an interesting tool, you know, if you were to say, what if something in my area, you know, knowing the characteristics of your individual area, you could say, you know, oh, 1 kiloton weapon.
Wow, Dr. Strangelove would love that website.
Yeah, it's kind of sick stuff, but it's nifty to know. Thanks. Take it easy.
Hey, good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. But again, my friends, you know, some of the Iraqi insurgents are really evil. When they capture our troops, they shoot them when they're unarmed. Man, they're animals. They're the worst ever seen. Our troops are shooting unarmed, wounded people. Yeah, big deal. Well, that's doublethink, folks. Come on. Do I have to explain how that's doublethink? I mean, that's totally hypocritical. That's an oxymoron. And it's not going to make friends over there. Oh, boy. It's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. I mean, I've interviewed so many Marines, so many Army soldiers and who've left, who've retired. And they'll tell you, they just shoot anything that moves. We've got reports where, you know, from the British media where down in Ramallah and other areas, there'll just be a woman walking down the road, and they'll just shoot them with a sniper rifle for fun. This has been witnessed. Well, they're animals, though. You know, they get all the talk radio, all the neocon radio beamed over there to them. They're listening to that in their barracks. When they're off, you know, drinking a case of beer. And, yeah, they're animals. Yeah, they're animals. Who else said that? Hitler. Oh, these Jews, these gypsies, these people that don't want to go along with the Fuhrer, they're just animals. We're not really killing human beings. They're animals. They're animals. 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 They're not human. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of 4 AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of 4 small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We got Red Beckman in the next hour, and then we're scheduled to have Mr. Chapman on, international forecaster, in the third hour. Of course, we'll take calls throughout the broadcast. Ton of other news coming up. We're going to go to Chuck and Frank here in just a second. Before we do that, just briefly, PrisonPlanet.tv. All 11 of my documentary films in high-quality, high-res streaming video, also low-res, if you've got a dial-up connection. We have my book, Paul Watson's book, so that's over 530 pages. I guess it's more than that, 550 pages, 2 books, my weekly TV reports, a a bunch of other great documentary films, audio interviews, 15 cents a day, prisonplanet.tv. Why would anyone not sign up? It's a great deal. Prisonplanet.tv, get all that exclusive access. Also, I've made 11 films, won hard copies of them. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, American Dictators, Matrix of Evil, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, when I snuck in there, the video of that skull and bone ceremony. The videos are all in at record prices right now, 70% off some of them when you get multiple videos, when you get package deals. Call, ask about the different specials, the different titles, and then I hope you'll decide to make an order. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And again, you can also order any of the films via the Secure Safe shopping cart at Infowars.com. And you can watch free video clips of the films before you order them to give you an idea of what you're buying. And my videos, you're authorized to make copies of, by the way. 1-888-253-3139. They make great gifts this holiday season. Let's go ahead now and go to Chuck in Texas. Chuck, thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. I just had a quick comment to make here. I've never been in combat or anything, but it seems to me that the last thing you would want to do if you think somebody is booby-trapped is shoot them at close range.
Well, I mean, that's the weird excuse, is that, oh, he may have been booby-trapped. That's how they blur things. Oh, nearby there had been a booby-trap. That's not even true. This is a mosque that had been held for a day, and a new group of Marines moved in, and they were, some of the Iraqis were dead, others were bleeding to death, and now it turns out this guy was wounded. First they claimed he wasn't even wounded, and they just didn't like him, so they splattered his head.
Oh, I'm sure that was, you know, the way it was, and they're excuses, though. I mean, I've been hearing the neocon talk show hosts out there saying, well, we don't know what it's like, and, well, I don't think they know what it's like being in combat either. But
well, I've talked to a lot of veterans, and we didn't do this in the past. Now, obviously, there have been a few cases that were sanctioned where you're in ditches, and you've already captured some, say, North Koreans, and there's 5,000 of them about to rush you, they go ahead and line up their prisoners and shoot them. That is different, and that's been sanctioned. But going into a place you hold with people bleeding to death on the ground, but look, let's just forget this case. This is being used to condition us to accept it while enraging the Arabs at the same time. That's why NBC released it. The Pentagon authorized this. What about the trash truck drivers? What about the women and children? What about people that are paid by our government that they kill routinely?
In context with it all, it's obvious that they're trying to anger the locals. If these people are being trained like this, it's just a real sad situation as far as our military. And like you say, I'm worried about these guys coming back and being police officers.
Well, Chuck, what's going to happen when our troops get captured and get tortured? How do we complain? What's going to happen when they blow our people's heads off? Well, it'll just be double think. Ooh, look what they did. It's bad. But when we do it, it's good. We'll be right back.